And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went, and came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. To this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law and commandments which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. That which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. Therefore hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, The Lord God liveth. Forasmuch as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Forth from thence he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus said, when the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with him that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. And of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles, Simon, whom he also named Peter and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he saw, and behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. I had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysius, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And he departed thence, and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders, and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints.